Hello and welcome to the Soul Seeker Show. This is a space for those who seek, whose soul yearns for more, who long for abundance in all things, not just cash in the bank. If soul purpose and legacy and impact get you all riled up, you are gonna love the inspiring stories our guests have to share. I'm your host, Courtney Wilder, intuitive life and business coach at Seeking Wilder. I hope you are ready to dive deep. I'm back. Did you miss me? You may be like, I recognize that voice, but I don't recognize this podcast name or subscribing to it. This podcast was originally Intuitive Business with Seeking Wilder. And yes, hi, I am Courtney of Seeking Wilder. I took some time away. You may have noticed, you may not have noticed, but I took some time away to, of course, be in my business and all of the exciting things that were happening in my business, but also to just be really present with myself and trusting and listening to my intuition, which you know is a big one for me. And my intuition was saying that I needed a little bit of space and time away from this podcast. And then when I did that, when I took that space and took that time and started feeling into showing up on this podcast again, it came through pretty clear that the podcast needed a rebrand. It needed a new name. And it's not changing too dramatically in the sense of the content that I'm going to be sharing. So if you absolutely loved the content that was in the Intuitive Business podcast, do not fear. I'm still absolutely going to be talking to so many inspiring business owners and entrepreneurs through the lens of Soul Tarot and astrology. I already have so many juicy podcast interviews I've recorded that I cannot wait to get into your ears. But something that's come through really strongly for me over the past few months since I've had this break was my love, you're human first. And what I mean by that statement, what I mean by my love, you're human first, is that it's so easy for us to pedestal our business or our careers above our humanness. It's so easy to get caught up in the goals and the hustles and our ambitions that we forget to take that time to listen and follow our own soul purpose and our own soul path. And that is why the podcast has been renamed the Soul Seeker Show. Because if you are listening to this podcast, if you were drawn to this podcast, even if this is your first episode and you're like, what's she talking about, intuitive business? You are all soul seekers. You are the ones that really are here to listen to their soul, those intuitive niggles that they receive. You long to be in alignment with your soul purpose and walking your soul path and feeling like the lit up juiciness, deliciousness of life. And our businesses and our careers and the big juicy things that we're wanting to create, yes, they're so important. But what is really important is feeling fulfilled, is feeling human. I see an epidemic of floating heads. It's so easy for us to cut off our heads from our body, to be always caught up in our minds, in the doing and the things we have to do and our tasks, that we forget that we are embodied humans walking through life, that we forget to listen to the niggles of our body, to be present in the here and now. I see people that are constantly either looking to the past or looking to the future. I'll be happy when I hit this goal, when this happens, then I'll be happy, then I'll celebrate, then I'll take time for me. And if we're caught up in that cycle of I'll be happy when, of being so focused on an end goal or an end date that we get to, often we're missing our life. We're missing the fullness of the present moment of our experiences. And sometimes that's because, honestly, we're uncomfortable with where we are presently. Maybe we're in a time of discomfort. Maybe we're in an energy of contraction, of a crumbling, of needing to shed some things that aren't exactly serving us. And instead of being present with that energy, we're like, I'll focus on the future instead. Just disconnect from myself. I'll just numb from myself instead. Being human, I mean, we're a part of nature. We're a part of nature itself. Our life is all about cycles and seasons. When you think about nature, nothing in nature is full all the time, not even the moon. And I know I've said that on so many episodes, but that's because it's true. Nothing is blooming all the time. Yet as humans, especially as business owners, we expect ourselves to always be blooming. We expect ourselves to always be in that energy of growth and expansion and growing and the next thing and the next thing and the next thing, which is quote unquote unnatural. It's not a part of nature to always be in a growth phase. And if our business is always in a growth phase, then that can not be ideal either, because it's in growth phase. Often things are breaking and you're having to, you know, call in extra support or whatever it is to, you know, you're like chasing after everything because you're growing so fast. So I hope my intention with this podcast is that you don't forget that you're human as well, that you are reminded to come back into the present moment and to experience your life in its fullness, no matter what phase, no matter what season that you're in. If you're in a season of crumbling, that you find the beautiful medicine that is there and you don't try and avoid it or escape out of it. Instead, you're present and you nurture that energy. And if you're in a period of growth and expansion, that you become grounded into that energy, so you also don't miss the fullness and the joy and the love that's there for you in that moment. And if you're just in a state of neutrality, that you can be grounded into that energy as well. I am so excited for all that is to come for the Soul Seeker Show. This is just a little short welcome back episode, little rebirth episode for the Soul Seeker Show. And oh my goodness, so many exciting things to come. As I said, I've already recorded so many beautiful, 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 beautiful interviews that I cannot wait to get into your ears very, very soon. Something that I want to do as part of the Soul Seeker Show, a part of this new podcast, is start doing little intuitive readings, intuitive pulls for the collective. If you had listened to the podcast previously, you know, I always ended an interview with talking into the soul cards because I love tarot so much. That's why I teach it. And I teach it in a way that blends in astrology and all these other intuitive practices. So it feels so beautiful to bring that into the Soul Seeker Show. So I'm going to do that for you now. I'm going to intuitively pull a card from the collective and I'm going to just share. And I want you to just trust that whatever comes up is absolutely perfect for you in this moment. If it's safe to do so, you're not driving, I'd love for you to just close down your eyes for a moment and to take a deep breath into your body, in through the nose, out through the mouth, releasing with a sound, with a sigh, and just coming back into the present moment, connecting with yourself in the here and the now, just being present with what is. How fitting. So the card that I have pulled for us all today is the Seven of Swords. And the Seven of Swords is, I mean, it's so about that energy that I was just speaking about, of putting off our happiness to a later date, of being caught in that cycle of I'll be happy when, or, you know, not realizing that something that we're chasing after, something that we're going after, we already hold. And that can happen if we're seeking our happiness and our joy externally. It's like, okay, when I hit this goal, when I do this, when this happens, when I get this amount of clients, when I get this amount of followers in my business, then I'll feel like I've made it. Then I'll feel joyful. Then I'll feel landed. Then I'll be lit up and I'll celebrate myself. This is the reminder to look into what you're holding now. Look into what your life is like right now. And can you experience that joy and that fullness within yourself, being present with yourself, being present what's currently here, instead of seeking for that externally? So I love that this is just the beautiful little reminder, validation that this is something that is needed. These insights that are coming through is what's needed right now. And I think it's because this world is so busy. It's all hustle and it's all go, and it tries to get us on the hamster cycle of go, 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 go. Don't stop. Always be at capacity. Always be on to the next thing, on to the next thing, on to the next thing. Don't listen to your intuition. Be so busy that your intuition doesn't even get a little whisper in. But my love, You were human first. You were here to experience your life. You were here to feel the fullness of whatever season, whatever cycle that you're in right now. Something that we do, especially when we start doing healing work, for an example, and especially when that's connected to our inner child, often we'll go back and do healing, right? We'll go back to the painful points in our life of things that like hurt us and were painful, and we'll want to heal that inner child, which is a beautiful practice. Do you ever look back over your life and look for the love that you missed out on feeling and experiencing the first time? Because that is there for you as well. Because often we are so busy, and sometimes we're numb and we're in a cycle of all go that we're not experiencing the fullness of love that is there the first time around. We're out with our friends and we're thinking about the next launch we have to do or whatever it is, and we're not feeling the fullness of the love that's in the room when we're with our friends and family. So that's why this invitation from the Seven of Swords is saying to us, can you come to the present moment? Can you experience the fullness of what's in your life right now? And I've just pulled another card to go with it. And it's the Three of Cups. And how absolutely perfect of the Three of Cups is that reminder to be present, that nothing in life can ever be repeated or experienced exactly the same way again. So can you be present with your life? Fully present with it, fully present with everything that's there right now. Can you celebrate? Can you be in that energy of joy and love and soaking it all up the first time around? Or even if you're in an energy of contraction, can you also be present with it? Be open to the lessons and the medicine and the insights that are there for you in that moment, knowing that nothing is permanent, nothing is forever, that we will move through onto the next cycle and season again. Such a beautiful reminder. So those were the Seven of Swords and the Three of Cups. Something to support you if this message really landed, this insight really landed, and you would like to be reminded of this for the next week. If you have a tarot deck, what you can do is pull out the Seven of Swords and the Three of Cups and place them somewhere where you'll see them every day. Maybe place them on your bedside table or your altar if you have one, or by your bathroom mirror, and really like connect and anchor into that energy every day and be like, oh, what is here for me? How am I remembering to be present, to experience the fullness, to be in that celebration of my life for what it is right now? What am I holding in my life right now? What am I seeking externally? Why am I seeking for that externally? What's the message or the lesson there for me? If you don't have a tarot deck, you can always just print out a picture of the Seven of Wands and the Three of Cups, or draw your own to be reminded of that as well. Or treat yourself. Go buy yourself a tarot deck that you love. Something else that I would love to bring into this new version of the podcast, this evolved version of the podcast of the Soul Seeker Show, is some poetry. And you may be thinking like, what? Poetry on a podcast? You may know or you may not know that since actively doing these podcasts every week, every 2 weeks, I have published a book. It is called Words to Experience. It's available on Amazon, in case you're wondering, in case you would like a little read. But it is a poetry book, and it's poetry that I've written over the past 9 years of my entire life. I have put out previous podcast episodes about that, so you can go and listen to it. But something that I love is hearing other people read their poetry. And something that a lot of my listeners and followers seem to love is when I read into my poetry and speak into that. And something that I wanted to bring to this podcast was ending every episode with something that I have written. And maybe it's going to be pulled from my book. Maybe it's going to be something that I've written recently, but it's sharing that piece. And I want you to feel into it. And you can just stop listening to the podcast here. If it's not your thing, that's absolutely fine. But maybe you can view listening to this poem almost as like listening to a meditation of what is here for you. What's in this poem? How does it make you feel? Remembering that this podcast now is all about us being present and being human and feeling into the fullness of every experience and every moment. So maybe there's something here for you. Okay. Thank you so much for being here for my mini welcome back episode. I am so excited for this new evolution of the podcast, for this Soul Seeker Show. Cannot wait to get stuck in even more. I will talk to you very, very soon, my loves. But for now, here is something that I wrote. And darling, I want nothing less than fullness, for every inch of my being to be consumed with its own divinity. I wish to revel in the delight of my own humanity. Oh God, how I ache to simply exist. I have tired of hearing should nots and don'ts and have tos and must, tired of witnessing the exaltation of doing, of filling minds and calendars with the expectation to become. Oh, how I long to just be. Oh, how I'm ready for presence to make its home on the altar once more. For play and pleasure to not be a momentary pastime, for intuitive living to become the norm. My love, I am making a home here, in this moment, in this body, refusing to subscribe to the external noise of rapid leaping of forced growth. I am following the breadcrumbs of joy, taking my time, ensuring not one crumb of delight goes untasted, ensuring presence is not only for the sweet moments of life. I am here. Every step, every aligned action, I am here in my body, for I do not wish to miss a moment of my life. And that's our episode for today. Thank you so much for being here, for listening, for receiving our words into your heart. I would be endlessly grateful if you could review, subscribe, and share this podcast with a friend. If what you heard today has piqued your interest, I would love to invite you to join my Soul Seeker subscription, a monthly offering where you really begin to understand the power and potency that comes with working in alignment with your personal birth chart. Not only will you learn how to work with the moon phases and the different astrological transits, you'll also get a deeper understanding of yourself through tarot scopes, monthly moon circles, incredible guest expert speakers, guided meditations, an intimate Facebook community, and so much more. Because I am so grateful that you listen to this podcast, I would love to offer you 1 month for free using the code podcast. Head to the link in the show notes to receive this beautiful gift. Thank you so much for being here and for allowing me to dive deep.